Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Ciao a tutti, siamo Rebecca Chirardi
e Filippo Ambrosini
e vi diamo il benvenuto a
This Weekend Skating.
Hey everyone, welcome to our podcast. I'm Daphne.
And I'm Gina.
And this is This Week in Skating.
As you know, we have talked a lot about the depth of Italian pairs, and today we're excited to be joined by one of those pairs' teams.
Rebecca Gilardi and Filippo Ambrosini are two-time European Championship medalists, winning bronze this year and silver last year.
This season, they became the 2024 Italian National Champions after winning silver at Italian Nationals for five consecutive years. They also finished fifth at the Grand Prix Final. Rebecca and Filippo also competed at the 2022 Olympics.
We are also joined by our producer, Matteo Morelli. He's here to help us with any translations that might be needed and ask some questions as well.
So we want to welcome Rebecca and Filippo to This Week in Skating. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Hi. Thank you for having us here today.
And hi, Matteo, too. Thanks for being here.
Nice to be back.
So we're glad you could join us. As Gina mentioned, ever since we started our podcast, we've been talking about the growing depth in Italian skating as a whole, but especially how the pairs are developing into such high-level competitors. And there are more and more, it seems, every year. So it's very exciting.
So we'll start.
It's really nice.
Yeah. So we'll start first at the very beginning. How did you guys team up? I know, Rebecca, you did singles before.
Yes, I was single skater still 2015, and then I had nationals in Torino and as a junior team. And I remember after that nationals, I was like, okay, maybe I need sometimes take a break and understand what I want to do, if I want to continue skating, or I don't know. It was a period of full of stress, and I needed a break. Then my coach asked me if I wanted to try to do pairs. And at the beginning, I was a bit scared because when I was a kid, I never liked to skate with other people. Like, I always was the one that wanted to skate alone. I never liked to share the ice with someone else. So it was like, Maybe I can try, because I knew that there was still something that I can give to figure skating. So I knew even there was not a real end of my career. So I tried, and then we already had feeling from the first tryout, and it was such a special moment. And then I said, okay, no, after a minute, okay, I can still do pairs, do something, and we can do really a beautiful work together. So that's how we started working after national. So in January of the next year, we started working together.
Yeah. For me, I was arrived from a difficult period before when I started skating with Rebecca, because I was in 6 months, I was working in America for pair skater with another partner from America for Italia. I was compete. But it was not to work so well. So when I come back to Italy, I said maybe I stop skating. And the boss coach, Franca, she said, okay, but maybe can you wanna do some tryout? And I said, okay. And my first tryout, I tried with Rebecca, and was working very well. So we start in January, like she said. And in September already, we do our first competition in Lombardia Trophy. And I was very excited to compete in this competition, because it was in our rink. In the new rink, it was the first Lombardia Trophy, and in Bergamo, I mean, in Bergamo, there was the new rink, so it was very, very
nice.
It
was special, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, this is your eighth season as a team? Mm-hmm. So what do you guys like about working with each other? What do you find your strengths are?
Before we start skating together, I think we never met. And it's quite strange because we are both from Italy, but I was in junior, so different categories, and I was not that high level to compete in European or World Championships. So maybe that's the reason. But then we already built a beautiful feeling between us, between our teams, and that was really helpful for us. And I think we can say that we are strong when we are together, and we can share our emotion when we skate, and we love to hear from the public or from judges, from whoever is looking at us, that they feel what we are skating. And when people feel it, it's kind of magical situation, because it's like they are skating with you. They can feel what you are talking about, what you're doing. And of course, I really love lifts and throws from the first day.
No, I mean, for me and Rebby, I think the best point is when we skate together, there is no time, not we put every energy every day, from the beginning when we start the day to the end. It's not a work, it's like a passion. So when it's something you do a special, you doesn't feel when you feel very tired, you doesn't feel your body, you go. That's why the best point when we have skating.
So what was the biggest adjustment you had to make when you started skating together?
We just ran through everything, because we started working together in January and we want to compete in September. So the season was very, very close. So we just ran to do everything, but probably we never work really good on technique. Like the twist, I learned so fast, but then we have to do a lot of adjustment and finally working on it. Now it's working very, very good, but we ran through all elements. So then we got times to fix all of them, but now I think we can say that we fix kind of everything.
Now Matteo reminded me of this, and maybe you guys can explain this to our listeners from the U.S. The system in Italy is with the police force contracts that fund your competitive careers. Can you explain that a little bit more? Because that's not what it's like here in the U.S. So talk a little bit about how the police force is involved in your careers.
I mean, for Italian athletes, because it's not for just for the skating people, it's for all the athletes in Italy. When you come inside to the police, it's the best for us, because it's almost a dream, because it's like you have like a job. So this job he help for skating, because I mean it's like it's like different from the United States, because in the United States it's like when you are the biggest athlete, it's like you have the federation for the help the athlete. Here in Italy there is the federation, but not like it doesn't like
cover everything.
Cover everything. So that's why, because we have we are in the army. So if you are in the army, we help for our skating, our sport.
Yeah, it's and, like when, do your job of your dream is your job now. You skate and it's your work, so it's kind of the best you can do. So it's a very big achievement for us. Mm-hmm.
And you are like when you are coming inside to the army, you are in a club, like in the same when you are on the skating club, you are in a different club, but you are inside on a club with other athletes from the other sport, the best athlete in Italy there is inside of this club.
Okay, that makes sense. Talk a little bit about your training team, who you're working with, and what's it like training at the ice lab with so many teams around you?
Mm-hmm. It's nice. We are so lucky to have so many teams to share the ice with. Mm-hmm. So we have our supervisor, that is Franca Bianconi, of course. And then down to her, we have our coaches. There is Rosanna Morante, Andrea Otarek, Daniel Agiano. We have a lot of choreographers, Anna Cappellini, Luca Lanotte. So our team is very, very big. Yeah. But it's nice because in the end, on ice, it's beautiful to share the ice with other pairs that are at your levels. So in the end, it's the same people that you meet in competitions that you have to compete with. So it's like every day a simulation of the competition, of the not fighting, but, you know, try to do your best and... you see other people and you feel, okay, now
we go. Help each other.
So it's, yeah, we help each other, exactly. So it's very, very beautiful. Even off ice, we have a nice team. A lot of people are working with us, even off the ice. And it's nice. I think we have everything we need for our training session from the morning till the evening, every day.
Yeah, we like a big family. Because we share a lot in our day. So I think we share more than in our family, because we live all the day in our
most
ring.
Of the time.
So, yes. So it's like a very nice and big family. Yes.
Nice, beautiful. Because then you build relationships even outside of the ice ring. Because, you know, you meet there every day, but then sometimes we meet even out of the ice ring and it's beautiful.
So, and you, I think you, Rebecca, made a few really good friends, as you were saying. So, for instance, I'm thinking about Annika Minerva, which is not your team, I think, but you build relationships all over.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, so nice. I love to be with them. I mean, Annika is here with me. We train together. So, of course, it's easier. We meet every day. But even if, like, Minerva, it's far from Italy. But I'm so glad and happy when we have competitions together and we share some moments. It's beautiful. I'm glad for, because that sport bring me to know a lot of beautiful people, and some became a really, really close friends to me.
So you have worked with some recent Italian champions, Andre Hotarek, Anna Cappellini, Luca Lanotte. How have they helped your skating?
I mean, they help a lot because they know what we need. So every day they push us a lot because they was like an athlete, like very close from last many years ago. Like it's not a lot years then with they are skating, so they know so well. So every day, like they put energy. They are very younger, so they are like they push also. They skate with us, so. I mean, is the best for us. I mean, because I think almost a lot of passion we take from Andre and Anna. Yes, of course.
And Luca did your programs this season, right?
Yes. He do like our short and free skating. Yes, yes.
Now, you guys have medaled at every Italian Nationals in your partnership, but this was the first season that you won the title and won gold. So what was it like to be on top of the podium this year?
Oh, it was nice. So
yes. We said finally.
That gold medal that we were looking from many years, now it's our. Yeah, it's our medal. No, we were very happy about that national title. It was the end of a really long period because in November we stayed out for almost 3 weeks in Asia for two Grand Prix. And then we keep training in Japan between both competitions. So we just came back in Italy 5 days and then go back in China for the finale and then come back and then go to nationals. We were a bit tired. But then, you know, we just work for that and we try to do our best and we reach the beautiful medal.
Mm. Oh, that's right, because you guys had Asian Grand Prix and then had to go back to the final. That's a lot of traveling.
Well, it's like every competition was so close.
Yeah, and we said we don't take anything. Right now we don't plan anything for the final because then, of course, if we plan, we don't qualify. So we just say, let the Grand Prix go and then we come back. And if we need, we come back.
So at Europeans, you had the second best free skate at Euros. What did you think of your skates at Europeans, given that you moved up from fifth to win the bronze medal?
Well, in the end of our short, we said, me and Rebby, tomorrow we just need to skate what we do every day. Because like our performance was just our work when we do every day. So just skate, like with our passion and our heart. That's why I think it's working, like in European. And we see also the public was like enjoy from the beginning to the end. Like also our short program, in the end, like the public was like, I don't know, like first said, like was...
Yeah, we felt a lot the crowd, feelings, because of course it was the first time for us, but was good because then we feel the support from the crowd. It was a full arena, so it was really a moment I think we never forget. Yeah, we did our job. We were like, okay, we did our job in this short program. We are happy about it. We really loved our skating tonight. And tomorrow we have nothing to lose. It's our free skate. We know people like it, so we try to do it as best as we can, and then we will see. Of course, we didn't think about the medals after the short program, but as the year before, because we were exactly in the same situation, like in Finland, we said, we never know. We just do our job in the best way, and then see what happens.
Yeah.
That atmosphere at Europeans was so incredible. Even watching it on streaming online on the computer was, I mean, you could feel the energy. So I mean, we're not used to seeing crowds like that all the time. And so to see that, I felt really happy for the athletes, for all of you, that you got to compete in an arena that was packed like that, because it had to be amazing.
And, you know, I think I was there, and it was great to see that there was such a reception for the Bears event as well, because if you remember, it was full each, including the Bears event. And, you know, my memories as well are that when you guys skated, you got one of the best cheers from the public. So you really made an impression of them, which is good. I was really pleased to see that.
Yeah. They help a lot to the public, I think, for us. Yeah, it was like a very nice arena.
Yeah, because before maybe your performance, you don't really think about the crowd, about, you don't look how many people are there or not. But then when you just, you want to join your performance and you feel then the public like clapping your hands for you with the rhythm of the music. So then it's like amazing, because then you realize how much people are joining you, and it's really nice.
Yeah.
Give you a lot of power. I mean, we feel it and we love when we feel it.
And I think, you know, the feeling that you're describing kind of exploded at the end after Charlene Guignard and Marco Fabbri won gold again at the Ice Dance. Because I remember that after the podium ceremony, you were all there with Team Italia celebrating.
Yeah.
You were hugging everyone on the ice. And I think that everyone saw that. So it was such a good feeling there. Did you, I suppose you really enjoyed it at the end?
We are beautiful teams, and we were very happy about that first goal. We were, I think, was a way to celebrate all together all the beautiful results Italian team got in this European. Just got our moment also, to celebrate.
Also, because before you put like very hard working, so in the end when you are done, you said, okay, now it's time to fun and enjoy every moment.
Something else that we've talked about is not just the rise of skating in pairs and also in dance, but singles has started to catch up. And so looking ahead to events like the World Team Trophy or the team event at the Olympics, I think Italy is really sneaking in there to be a team that could end up on the podium at one of these events in the near future.
It would be amazing. Of course, everyone has to work a lot, from pairs to ice dancers to singles. Everyone has to put a lot of energy, but of course we have a good opportunity. Yeah, would be a dream to have a team that could compete for a medal at the Olympics in the team event.
I mean, for I think now it's we are a very nice team, because there is many athletes in Italy now. There is a strong athlete in every like singles, woman and man, and also ice dancer. And I think it was not like a very, after like the last Olympic, it was not like a very true way for a new team, because some people left. So I think for the Italian nation is nice, because you know, the movement start and continue, it doesn't stop after when some skate.
We don't have any old. Yeah, there is someone working in a rig, specialty, of course.
Yeah, in a good way for every time you have a new athlete.
So we have talked a lot on the podcast about the depth of Italian pairs. And here, I mean, at Euros, two Italian pairs teams are on the podium. What do you think has led to having so many successful Italian pairs teams?
I don't know. I mean, because probably we just work a lot, we push each other every day, and I don't know, we knew we had a big opportunity in this season, so we try to work as much as we can to reach our goals, and we did almost every year. But probably now all our work came out finally, and we reached that goal. Of course, in Italy, there is a very big movement, because now Ice Lab is a center of excellence till 2026. So, of course, it's really a good opportunity for us. It's not to everyone. So maybe even that helps.
We have a very good school right now in Italy from the pairs.
We have a good coaches. We share everything together. We push each other. Everything we need, we can ask for.
The school from pairs in Italy starts like in 2006 from Andre Otarek and Daniel Aggiano. And many coach start to do some seminar from pairs and learn. So because before there was nothing coach for teach pairs, because in Italy wasn't skating in pairs.
Yeah, we are even lucky to have an ex-athlete working with us. You know, when you do spirals with your coach and he knows what you have to feel and what you have to do, like for Philo, an example, all the men, you know, Andra exactly know what men has to do, even Daniel. So I think maybe it's easier to share and let athletes understand the work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you guys find it motivating you? Does it push you forward knowing that there are so many other pairs teams all striving for that same excellence?
Yeah, even from... They are from Germany, from Finland, from Czech Republic, almost a lot of other countries
Spain.
Are training with us. Yeah, even Spain was there. So it's nice. In summer, maybe even more teams are coming, and it's beautiful because then you just share what you know and pushing each other in every session, and it's nice. Without moving from home. Even the best. That's the best part.
Now, people can't see this because we're just doing the audio podcast, but Rebecca has the most adorable dog that keeps making an appearance.
Yeah, but he's not so nice. He's just biting me the whole time.
What's his name?
Pepe.
Pepe? Oh, my goodness. So cute.
Yeah, he's not even 3 months old. So he wants to play a lot.
He's a puppy.
He loves my finger.
Yeah. I have a kitten that is still, like, scratching me because he wants to play and attack my hand. It's...
The cat is so nice. The cat is okay. The dog is still too puppy now. But it's okay.
He'll grow out of it.
Yeah.
So, despite the fact that you guys won the bronze medal at Europeans and are the reigning Italian...
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
And champions, you've been left off the world team because Italy only has 2 spots. So how hard is that sitting with you guys right now, knowing that you had such a great season and you're not going to be able to go to the World Championships?
Of course, at the beginning, probably was harder because you always hope till the end that the federation gives the opportunity to go. Of course, it's not our fault if there are only two spots. So it's nothing we can do now. But of course, as you said, we did our best. We had a nice season. We are happy about our competition this season. We improved. We are happy for that, and it's okay. When you do your best, and we did it, we are really happy about our results. So we just keep that results to push to the next season, and it's okay. I hope other teams just take 3 spots for the next season, so finally all we can go share a world championship together.
So definitely.
We're sharing from home. Yeah.
Are you still training hard just in case you get the call to go to Worlds if something happens? Because sometimes teams will get sick or injured or something will happen and someone has to withdraw. So are you still working on your programs just in case until Worlds?
We are still skating. We had a week and a half rest after Europeans because we said, okay, now we need to take a break and then to be back stronger. Then they said about Worlds and we said, okay. So we continue skating, of course, to be in shape. We hope that everything is going to be okay, but if there is the opportunity, we will be ready. But we are still thinking even about next season, about next programs, next changes. Yeah. So we're not really on Worlds mindset, but more working for the next.
What were you guys most proud of this season? What was, you know, the highlight of the season for you?
The free skating at European Championships. For me, it was that one.
But we enjoy, I think, also like our performance in Japan. NHK, the audience was like very nice. They are very nice people. So
yeah, again, full arena, full of Italian flags. Like we feel like we were in Italy because there were so many flags from Italy and everyone was cheering for us. Was quiet during the whole performance, and then in the end it was like getting crazy. Everyone was so nice and was a really magic atmosphere there. We love to skate in with Japan crowd, so it was nice. That was a memory, of course, we keep in our heart.
I think that's what made the audience at Europeans so much cooler, is usually those types of crowds you see at an NHK trophy or events held in Japan, because skating is just, it's like rock star. Like, they're rock stars in Japan. Mm. I think seeing the crowd so big at Europeans, it's just not something we're used to, but I think, you know, it was fantastic to see it like that.
It was amazing. We didn't expect it, probably. I think no one expected it. Maybe because they had Lithuanian girl and ice dancers, so we said, okay, of course, it would be more people watching ice dancers and ladies. Mm-hmm. But in all events, the crowd was amazing. Full arena and I still remember when Allison and Salus ended their free skating. It looks like the whole arena just went down in a second, jumping to the ice. It was unbelievable. I was like shaking being there. Really, amazing.
It was like soccer. It's like something you would see like at a football.
Yeah, like
or
in a soccer game. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's not our crowd.
Yeah,
yeah,
they're so quiet and.
I think you guys might be heading back to Lithuania again for Europeans.
I bet
Lithuania is gonna get another event soon.
Yeah, that was definitely. Whatever they did to promote the event there, they need to.
They promote.
Yeah, they need to replicate it everywhere.
Yeah, they promote very well.
Yeah, or move the crowd to other countries where we do competitions. Yeah. I don't know if I can do it. But it was really cool.
Because for us also we compete like in the Olympic in Beijing in 2022. And it was like strange because it was not for the COVID, the coronavirus was nothing people. So
yeah, just a few people looking at competitions.
It's so amazing that things have changed so much even in 2 years, because during the COVID times, you're right, that there really wasn't, some events didn't have any audience. The Olympics, I mean, the biggest event every 4 years, and it's not the same to not have the crowd there to support and build that energy.
Yeah, it was a bit harder probably, but you know, people, like I was sharing the apartment with Nicole, Charlene and Lara. And like Nicole and Charlene done other Olympics before. And I remember I was talking with Nicole and they said, you know, I am at the Olympics, but feel, I don't know. I don't feel like I am at the Olympics. And she said, I know, but trust me, you will do another one and you will see the difference. Cause everyone was so scared to be close to someone else. Maybe had COVID, then was testing every day. Some people that was really, the goal was maybe a medal, were eating with the mask up and just eating down the mask and then put mask again and go away. It was a crazy situation.
Even if it was strange, I'm sure you guys have memories from that you remember. So do you have a favorite memory from the 2022 Olympics?
Yes, of course. We spent 3 weeks in Beijing, like in the Olympic Village. So I think we have many memories because I'm divided apartment with Matteo Rizzo and Marco and Daniel. It was nice, like share the apartment, these three guys. And also like we enjoy because it's, I think, for all the athletes when they do the Olympic is, I think, the best, because it's like the dream from the beginning. I think every athlete there is a story every athlete have a story, and it's nice because I think it's the dream, no? So I think it's when you see like the end of your street. If you are walking in this street, it's like you see the end in the Olympic, I think. No? Because it's the best concluding. Yes?
Yeah, because it's a dream that you start building long years before. So it's not from one day to the other. So a few seasons. So like, it's a long travel to that. One competition.
Yeah, our listeners cannot see that, but Rebecca, you got the Beijing mascot behind you, don't you? The panda.
Yes. Yeah, I have a lot. I'm sorry, but I have a lot. Even the Chinese one over there. I'm full of Olympics memories. I was so hard to get. I was shocked because we got this small one from the organization, and then there was a shop in the village. Then I remember a lot of people waiting outside of the shop like at 8 a.m. Wow. So I need to get ready one day too, after, because we were last to compete, so it was not even easy because we had training the whole days and then competition, closing ceremony, go back home and say, okay, I need to take some days to the mascot. And then everyone was asking for the mascot. And I was like, no, it's impossible. It's so hard even to get one for me. I cannot bring to everyone.
Well, speaking of mascots, we just, a couple of weeks ago, the Italian mascots were unveiled. Have you guys seen them? What do you think of those?
Yeah, they are nice. Tina.
So nice.
And Milo.
And Milo.
Yes.
We were skating in the show
in Torino last weekend. Yeah, it was like nice. Also there was a lot of public, and we enjoy our performance. We skate with the new song from Sanremo, like Il Volo. Was like nice. All the audience was like share with that, like our program.
Yeah, we miss that feeling as Europeans.
Well, we're like 2 years away from the Olympics being in Milan. I mean, I'm guessing you guys are, that's the goal, to be at the Olympics in your home country. What would it mean to compete in an Olympics in your home country?
I mean, it's another dream.
Because
I think for me and Rebby, I think it would be for us the last Olympic in Milano Cortina. So it's, I think, our dream because I think here there is also our family, our friends, like close from us. So many fans. And so we want like take this spot for do this Olympics.
I think we'll be don't worry, I think it would be amazing because it's not for everyone to have Olympics in hometown, so in our country more beautiful. I don't know, we are still not really thinking about the Olympics. We know we are getting closer and closer, but we always say step by step, season by season. So we are working for the next one. And then, of course, the big goal is to be there and be in the best shape we could ever be.
Are you feeling any additional pressure, or are you just staying the course and focusing, like you just said, step by step?
Not yet.
Not yet. But I mean, every
Not yet. Of course, we will have time to feel the pressure.
But we decide for do this, so it's not like a pressure. It's like we work every day for this, so in a good way.
Yeah, pressure in a good way.
Is there excitement, you know, surrounding the Olympics in Italy right now? Is it, you know, I know we're still 2 years away, but have you been seeing like signs of excitement? People are really getting excited, or is there like a lot of development going on for the facilities for the Olympics?
I mean, there is like some part of Italy, and they work for these Olympics because it's still in progress, you know. And the people now, they speak for these Olympics also because I think they want now. I think many people start do this sport, the winter sport. So I think they improve like and they do like many spots for this Olympic promoting.
They're promoting the event, of course. And it's amazing if maybe after these Olympics, a lot of kids want to try to do our sport, like they want to try to do figure skating or even other sports that competing at the Olympic Games. Would be such a good stuff because in Italy we have a lot of football, we have a lot of maybe basket, volleyball, but winter games in Italy, I hope it's a good way to share even different sports and to let kids try them because it's nice.
Have you thought about what you might like to do once you are done competing?
Right now, no. For me, just skate and like the. I don't know what can I do in my future, but maybe coach. Yeah, but right now I just see my last 2 years like go away. Yeah, my career.
In career.
Yeah. For do every day my best.
I used to work with a little kids now as a choreographer, so I really like it. Not that much because the time that I have is not a lot, especially during the season. But I really like it. So now maybe that's what I really would like to do, but you never know. I even love to change, like, ideas in a very short time. So you never know. We are young, so we still have time.
Right, so I think we're probably going to change the topics, like, you know, in December 2022, if I'm not wrong, you did a commercial for Versace for the winter collection. Could you tell us a bit about that? So how did that come about? How did it feel to be in that commercial? Did you actually meet Donatella herself?
We meet our child from Donatella.
We knew that. Unfortunately, we didn't meet Donatella. There was the daughter of Donatella on the set with us, and was very nice. All the work behind the holiday campaign of that season was really unbelievable. We had a casting in Milano in Versace Studios, and we just had a meeting with them. We talked a bit, and they just said, okay, so we can work together, see you that day, that time. And they get us ready with all of makeup, hair, they dressed up as a top model. It was amazing. There was even, I don't remember her name, but a beautiful girl seeing she does the runway for Versace. And it was like, wow. Like, I know they tried to dress me and make me look like you, but you are such a wow. Not even with skates, I was that tall.
Yeah. For 2 days, like we try and we was like from different life. We was like a rock star. It was nice, like for 2 days, like feel this and see like other different work, because I mean for us it's like. Every day, like we are on the ring. So when we try some new thing and see other job, so you need to learn and you need to see like other difficult stuff they do other people. So it was nice.
Yeah, you never see everything from the outside, but then when you are there, you see how they work and everything is unbelievable.
When you see maybe like a spot like on the TV, there is for one brand, maybe there is many work behind like the back for do this.
20 seconds today.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of work. Yeah.
Then you see, it's like, is that short? We work for 2 days. It's like not even a minute of videos.
That's why it takes so long to do a movie. When they do movies, it takes weeks and weeks and sometimes months to shoot a movie. And
now we know why.
So, Rebecca, you went to Iceland with your dad. What was that like?
Yes, because you know I love ice and I need to take a break, but not from the ice. So I had the idea of do this travel in July of the last year, and I asked to Franca, maybe after Europeans we can take a break because they are so close to the beginning of the year, so maybe I think we have time. And she said, you're already thinking about that period. I was like, yes, because I want to have holidays with my dad. So it's not a thing that I can choose the day before. And she said, yeah, of course. And then I said, okay, dad, he loves to go walking and climbing mountains. And I was like, okay, I think Iceland is a good way. And his dream was to see Aurora Borealis. We didn't see it. So we have to come back. Or maybe go, I don't know, Norway, something more north. Next year.
Follow north.
Next year. Next year again. Yeah, maybe. I don't know what. No sea. No hot temperature.
Well, we like to always ask some fun questions to our skaters on the podcast. So we're going to ask you a few here. So the first question, and we want you both to answer it. So other than your skates and your costumes and all that other skating related items, what is one thing you pack in your suitcase that you can't travel without when you go to a competition?
To me, it's a red lipstick and a hairspray. Because when I am at home, I never used to do my makeup when I do practice or especially my hair. And every time in competition, it's like red lipstick and hairspray for my hair. I cannot live without that too. I can buy everything, but I need that.
For me, I put like a mask. Like for my hair, like the skincare.
Oh, okay.
I love do the skincare. So in the competition, I have time for do almost every day. Like when we are in the competition, because at home you have too many stuff to do, like cooking and cleaning their house, like. So when you are in the competition, it's like more vacation because the training is not like very hard. So it's like more just mentality now when you are in the competition.
Now, you guys have done Freddie Mercury and you did Dracula this year. What is one piece of music that you want to skate to but haven't skated to yet?
We just did in the last show we skated on the Il Volo on Capo Lavoro. That was the same group that we skated on Grande Amore at the Olympics. So we heard that song in Sanremo because we were there seeing live Sanremo, the festival, Italian music festival, and we see them live singing that song, and we were like, okay, we need to skate to that music. But we did it last week, so we have to find a new song.
So, the last question, what TV show are you currently binging, which means watching a lot?
In Italy, there is like the name is like Affari Tuoi. It's like the program with the I don't know, like the pack, like there is like I don't know the name. Rabbi, can you help me? Like there is like
a box.
Yeah, you've got different boxes that you've got to And each one of them has got, I don't remember the English name for it, but each one of them has got a monetary prize.
There is like a prize, and all the box is like from like a city, like a place in Italy. It's like many monies.
From zero?
Every night, one people, then this place come out, and he take like decide which box he wants, and there is inside like the money. So sometimes the people win, other people not win, but it's nice because it's like 20-25 minutes like on the TV, and when I'm eating, like I watch this program. It's nice.
I watch that too, and then we talk about you see you won a lot yesterday.
Yeah.
I see change the box and you have zero.
It's sounding like a deal or no deal. Yeah.
Because maybe sometimes in the end it's like in the box like zero, and maybe in the other box there is like maybe a lot of money. Yeah. So when they are the last, it said maybe,
1,000,
It's like 900.
Well, we really appreciate both of you coming on and talking with us today. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you, Daphne and Gina, and also Matteo for helping. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Well, we look forward to seeing you guys next season, and wishing you all the best in your now transition to that. I mean, now that your season is over and working into next season.
Thank you so much for our interview. It was nice.
Thank you so much. It was fun. Thank you.
So, Gina, can you let folks know where to find us?
Well, you can find us at our website. It's thisweekinskating.com, on social media, including the site formerly known as Twitter, at thiswkinskating, Facebook, Instagram, and Threads. It's This Week in Skating. We love your feedback or your questions. You can reach out to us on social media or email us at thisweekinskating@gmail.com.
And if you're enjoying our episodes, please join us in our Patreon community at patreon.com/thisweekinskating. We have reached the end of our episode. Thanks for listening. I'm Daphne.
And I'm Gina.
And I'm Matteo.
And you've been listening to This Week in Skating.
Have an ice week!
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster.
That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.